What does time matter? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. What does time matter? Well, it matters a lot to the time industry, of course, and it matters a lot to getting on time and places that we have to be, to have our clocks, to make sure that we fit things into our daily schedule and do all the things that seemingly are so terribly important. Well, they not only seemingly are very important, they are very important. It is very important that we do things in a timely way. And the timely way that we do things is in the old friend now. Now, it's so easy for us to say time doesn't matter. It's so easy for us to forget. Oh my, how easy that is an excuse for us. It's so easy for us to not do the things that we have scheduled ourselves to do and then say, oh, I didn't have time, or I didn't have this, or I didn't have that. And what we are merely saying is that we have given ourselves responsibilities, we have given ourselves opportunities to do certain things in a certain way, and then we have not chosen to fulfill that. We've given ourselves a schedule, and then we have ignored it. We've given ourselves the responsibility to be on time at certain places, and we're not there. Now, what is that all about? Well, what that's all about is not learning to be ourself and be ourself right now. The easy thing in life is just to say, I forgot, excuse me, forgot. And we should never forget. Our mind, our brain, is the function of our mind. Our brain is the ability to remember everything. Our mind knows everything. If we want to think of a thought, we'll think of a thought. If we want to think of a time, we'll think of a time. If we say we're sound asleep and we want to wake up at a specific time, we'll wake up. Even if we don't want to wake up, we might feel groggy and we don't want to wake up, and we look at the clock, there it is, exactly the time I said I wanted to awaken. We know what this matter of time is. Now, actually, the matter of time truly is not important. It's the matter of responsibility that is important. It's a matter that we take responsibility for living in whatever time we live in, and we like to call that time now. Oh, we say, later I'll be there, or I'll be there at 8 or 10 or 12. But each time is a now. Each time is a now time that we are. Now, when we say, I'll be there at 10, we're thinking about 10 o'clock, and we're thinking that what we are doing at 10, we are being somewhere at 10. And you see, we're living it in the now. Everything we do, really, is living in the now. And when we take responsibility for living in the now, and by the way, what is responsibility for living in the now? Responsibility for living in the now is giving our 100% attention to the now that we are living in. If we think that at 10 o'clock this evening I'm going to be going here, then we put our 100% attention on that time, on that thought, on that activity, and we are doing it now. But you say it's 8 o'clock in the morning, and we're talking about 10 o'clock at night. That's right. When I say 10 o'clock at night, instantly my thought is on 10 o'clock at night. When I say 8 o'clock in the morning, I say instantly 8 o'clock in the morning. But actually, it's not 8 o'clock in the morning, it's now 8:01, or 8:10, or 8:15. You see, the time moves right along. Now, we are living in a now universe. And the now universe is not so complex as we would like to make it be. It is a very simple thing. It is just living in the now. Whatever thought, whatever moment we are living in, that is the now. Now you say, but that's time. And time is variable, and time comes and goes. No, we are not living in the time now. We are living in the now now. When I say 10 o'clock tonight, I am living at 10 o'clock tonight, which is at 8 o'clock in the morning, but I'm living at 10 o'clock at night because I'm living in the now thought of me at 10 o'clock in the evening at whatever I say that I'm doing. And so by saying that, I am living in the now at 10 o'clock in the evening, even though it is 8 o'clock in the morning. Now, this is really not so difficult to understand and not so difficult to comprehend. It's just that we have always dedicated, predicated, and placed time at specific points in the allness. Now, when we go back in time to previous experiences and previous activities of life, and we say, well, here we are in prehistoric time. Here we are in a time that the world forgot. Here we are in this time and that time. Well, what we mean is here we are in the now of the prehistoric time. Here we are in the now of getting up in the morning. Here we are in the now of doing anything. And if our thoughts could, instead of be on a specific moment in time, which they are, and rather have them be on a specific idea of time, then we are living in the now. We are living in the now when we are at a particular idea of whatever we're doing, time or space or activity. And in living in that way, we take a different viewpoint of what the world is all about. When we think of going swimming, well, we're already going swimming. If we think of diving off the diving board, we like it or don't like it because we are either practicing it or not yet practiced. And we say, "Ooh, this is exciting." And once we do it three or four times, it's still fun, but it's not as exciting. The excitement is off. Now, the excitement of our first dive off the diving board, can you remember it? Yes, you remember it right now because you're living it in the now. Your memory is not a memory of the past, it's a memory of the present. You're living in now. And when you say, wow, you remember the first time you drove a car, and the first time you ever drove a car, and what fun it was, and what exciting, oh, I don't know about the fun, but it was sure exciting, it was sure exciting, and, you know, but you remember. And you were living, you are living in the now at the moment of your so-called remembrance. Because remembrance is not remembrance. Remembrance is being there. Remembrance is living in that awareness. Yes, it's an important point for us. What does it matter, time? What does time matter? Well, time of itself does not matter at all. What does matter is our responsibility to the activity that we are conducting ourselves in at any given time. And that responsibility, that activity, that makes the now the reality of who we are. It's a joyous and a wonderful and exciting adventure to do that. And anyone who can really capture that concept of now, timelessness, living in the moment of whatever our thought is, and putting the two terms together, thought and time and now, the three terms, and in putting the three terms together, we could rather discard the word time, because time doesn't mean anything. It's thought and now. What is our thought doing now? And you say, well, now is a time. No, now is not a time. Now is the timeless, allness, beingness. Time is 8 p.m., 8:10, 8 a.m., whatever. That's time. Now is getting up. Now is brushing my teeth. Now is combing my hair. Now is getting dressed for the day. Now is, and each now I visualize whatever it is I'm doing in that now. And when I make everything a now, then I live totally in now, and there is no otherness, and there is only nowness. That's enough of a mouthful for this morning. A little something for the absolute philosopher in each one of us to consider and cogitate over and ponder over. And as we do, let's realize it's not so serious. It's just a reality. And the more we tune in to now, the more we tune in to the timelessness of all, the more we realize that we have always been living it, and we are living it very happily and very wonderfully. So, my beloved friends, have a good day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.